All right, well, Mr. Faye, can you briefly explain what LEGO League is for anyone that may have missed last week's Let's Talk and Let's Talk Pella?
Well, First LEGO League is an organization through the LEGO company where they sponsor events where kids are challenged with problems in today's world, society, and try to come up with solutions for that and have some fun along the way. First LEGO League actually involves like 44 countries around the world and thousands of teams of kids. Here in Knoxville, we have a team of 10 kids, and we're a novice team. We're a new team this fall. We're just getting started. I know your other Let's Talk program was with Pella, and they're like have 3 years under their belt, so they're more experienced. There, some of us were talking here earlier about they're the masters, okay, of the LEGO League here in Marion County. So we're just getting started this fall. The LEGO League has different parts to it. One part, the funnest part, is the actual building of the Legos and the building of a LEGO robot, which you get to do different tasks on a board. The board follows a theme. This year it's seniors. And what that means is that senior citizens, we're trying to help solve problems for them. Another part of it is what's called the project. For us in town here, we might be familiar with Invent Iowa, but when we started looking at the project, it reminded us a lot of Invent Iowa, where the difference would be, though, is that our theme revolves around the invention. Okay, they're trying to solve a problem for seniors. And then also there's some judging with something called core values. And we spent a lot of time getting our organization started with talking about core values. So there's kind of the rules with the First LEGO League. And the First LEGO League core values are things like, we have fun is one of the most important ones, but also that the kids are the ones that are the main learners here. The coaches and the mentors are just there to help out. And kind of guide them through the different problems. And our team right here, I'm the coach, but we have some great mentors this year that have been helping out a lot. You know, we want to say special thanks to Harold Stewart, who's been a great mentor this fall, Dr. Bob Leonard, and Dave Garcia. They've been tremendous help in getting things going and keeping things going.
All right, well, we'll move on to the kids here. Let's talk about what made you want to join LEGO League. Start with you, and go ahead and say your name for us, too.
My name is Dakota Watson, and I'm glad I was able to join LEGO League is because he said that there was going to be a lot of math in the programming, and a lot of us actually likes math.
A show of hands here, who all likes math? All but I think one or two people like math. Hey, how about that? So the math is why you wanted to join?
Well, yeah, but no.
Okay. Who here wants to talk a little bit about the math involved in this? Let's go over to you. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Gable, and why I think the math is important is because you need to know how many, like, blocks, and it's not that complicated of math until it gets to the programming, but just the main part of it is, like, how many blocks you need and
kind of your base, like how you're building the structure?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the problem you guys had to solve this year?
We're having problems with the pieces that we had to use the robot to perform, and we didn't get the bridge with the Legos. The one we were doing, we couldn't find the right length of the rods, so we had to use different lengths.
What's your name?
Kale.
Anyone else want to talk about some of the issues that they had?
I'm Mason Leonard, and one of the problems we had was at first we were using completely wrong pieces where we needed something different entirely, and the instructions weren't advanced enough to tell us what pieces we were supposed to do. So we had to figure out how to substitute. Since we didn't actually have one of the correct pieces, we had to make a substitute for it, which was difficult because very few of the pieces are very similar. So that was a large problem, I would say.
Let's see, I'm gonna move on to what you guys learned this past weekend when you went up to Des Moines to watch all the other more teams that have been at it more often. What's your name?
Dalton Puffenberger. We learned that there's more than just performing with your robot. There's lots of different things.
Like he was talking about the code of conduct too. Like you had to follow a certain set of rules.
Yeah.
What did that involve?
Lots of different things.
Was there like a certain like, you know, like being nice, you know, that sort of sharing, anything involving like that?
Yeah, a little bit of that and a lot of other stuff.
Core values. Yeah, talk about the core values. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Joseph Stewart, and some of the core values are have fun. And the mentors and coaches don't have all the answers, and we all learn together.
Claire, what was your favorite part about this whole adventure so far in LEGO Leagues thus far this year?
It was fun.
What was your favorite part?
Building.
What about the building part of it? Did you like anything in particular?
Building the robot.
Colby, what about you? What did you like the most this year?
I think I like the building, and I think I'm going to like the programming a little bit more because that's always what I seem to liked always. I've always been good with tech and math, so I think that just seems more like me, and I think it'll be a better tribute for me.
All right, and what's your name, buddy?
My name is Cooper Van Houten, and I thought all robots were going to look very similar, but a lot of them had all these weird attachments.
Okay, so that's what you learned this year so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your name, and what's one thing that you've learned so far this year?
My name's Anna McDonald, and I learned there's lots of different pieces, and I can get confused.